Welcome to another audio extra from
Radiotopia. From PRX.
If your podcast were an animal, what animal would it be?
My podcast were an animal, what animal? Like, my favorite animal is an orangutan. I'm so obsessed with them. So I feel like every time I can just think about orangutans, I say, so orangutan.
I don't know. I mean, I guess maybe people would say like a dog because I think people take great comfort in dogs.
Maybe something like an owl, but one of the little, not the great horn, like a barn owl or something like that.
I would say probably a porcupine because it's cute and cuddly, but you know, you can't actually touch it.
Maybe a skunk. Yeah, that's a good one because skunks are like really cute from a distance, but like they're going to spray you, you know, with some awful thing you probably don't want to face in your life. I feel like that's millennial podcast.
Probably a lemming. This sad little animal that's going to follow the other animals off a cliff. Am I speaking about the teenage experience in specific? Maybe.
Probably one of those ones that lies around a lot and doesn't really kill anything, but seems kind of standoffish. What would that be? Some kind of sloth? Yeah, but less cute.
Bobcat, I think.
It would be a beaver, like hands down. Like, I don't know why you have to ask me that question. Beaver's like one of the great American animals. First of all, it's, you know, it's, it plays important parts in the settlement of the West and all sorts of historical things. But the beaver is so freaking dope because not only is it like super cute and like industrious and like cool, it has this sort of like secret influence on ecosystems. And I like to think of the stories of like kind of having this kind of like the sneaky strength and sort of power of the stories. I like that they kind of sneak up on you, much like the beaver, although he's not a particularly stealthy animal.
The first thing that I thought of was a leopard because it's quick and sort of sleek and agile. I'd like to think that that's what my show is like.
It would be an elephant because they remember.
I have to say it's a cat. Because I have a cat and she sits there and watches me as I make the show. And so that's the image I have in my head.
Like some sort of like a tiger, Pegasus, unicorn, hippo.
That was another audio extra featuring Phoebe Judge, Leah Tao, Roman Mars, Nick Vanderkolk, Megan Tan, Dave Nadelberg, Helen Zaltzman, Nate DeMeo, Rishikesh Hirway, Joe Richmond, Jonathan Mitchell, and Caitlin Press. Music by J.D. Sampson. To hear more audio extras, check out radiotopia.fm/rewards. Thanks for listening, and thanks always for your support.